Okay, Baba Kame. The your test on the base. We're holding here at the sixth clock line. That's where the line is Yosef. Yosef, Reb Yehuda, Nesia, Reb Shaye, Akinah, Reb Yehuda.
So, Rob, you're saying the sixth wide line?
No, the sixth top line.
Your
test on the base, 19.
Thank you.
Yosef, Reb Yehuda, Nesia, Reb Yehuda, were sitting, Akinah, Reb Yehuda. They were sitting at the threshold of Reb Yehuda, the house of Reb Yehuda. Nothing Milsa Binai. They had a discussion. Something went out from between them, meaning they started discussing the following Shayla. Kishkisha Milnova Mal. What's the din if the animal swished its tail? They had a horse and swished its tail. Mal, what's the din? What's the Shayla? But obviously, while they swished its tail, they damaged something. The Shaila is, does he have to pay? When did this happen? And you should surround him. Does he have to pay for the damage that he did? Omri, Ido. The other one said to him, so one asked that Shaila, you don't know who asked what. One asked that Shaila, does he have to pay? Omri, Ido. V'yechi yechzeno biznobo v'yelech. I don't understand you. Do you think the Ribbono Shel wants you to be holding the animal's tail the entire time it's in Shisra Abim? Well, what do you want? That's what's expected from you. You have to hold the tail the whole time. Let's just stop for a second here. Let's see Rashi. Akila, Rashi's first narrow line in the New Testament base. Akila is palka, sort of now bias. In English, we call it the porch. I think you call porch what we call the balcony, but I mean some type of the threshold of the house is normally some type of canopy that you sit underneath. I don't know how you call that in American English.
On the first floor, it's a porch. On the upper floor, it's a balcony.
No, on the ground floor. Eh? Why do all Americans call my president torches? Oh, good. Finally. Okay, the English have made the comeback. Okay, I'll see you. Okay? The porch is the thing on the ground floor. Excellent. So they were sitting there under the porch, and they were discussing this. Kishke Shob is not a maul. Ulchu, is it normal? Obtovish Shetzerabim. Oiloi.
Yeah, but you know whether it's Chatzinezek for a time or a
Chatzinezek. Why Chatzinezek? Oh, for time.
Yeah.
Right. For the, yeah. Well, how did you understand this, Rashi? Ocho October Shazurabim, Oi Loi. Is it normal or not? Was that the Shaila? Was that the Shaila? Is it normal or not? But is the Shaila, it is normal. But is it potter and shuster abim or not? Now, an animal swishing a tail is certainly normal. You don't have them in there, right? So, definitely the habim in there, before we get to the maskal of the Gemara, the Shaila was something else. Definitely the habim in there, the Shaila was whether your chai is such a thing in a shuster abim or not. That means it's normal. Would we call this a... It's a very normal act, no? So, would you say it's regal, in which case, potter and shuster abim, or no, for some reason, not? Now, there are some gemaras which you have a problem. We can't work out what the habim was. There are such gemaras. And the answer, reason, because here, this is one of them. There's no harmony. What's the harmony there? They shouldn't be regular. What's the harmony? Why is that unusual? It's okay. It's totally normal.
But the fact of the result is the point. Stepping on it, if it's regular walking, you expect to step on it to break. But just doing that, you'll break that whole thing.
If the activity, the normal activity, then who cares? Also, animals don't knock down walls normally. But since it's normal for it to rub itself on its back, that would be called Shem. It wouldn't be Chayav Mishasurah. So ask such questions where the Shem of the Gemara is fast, we don't understand what the Havrina is. And the Gemara at the end explains what the Havrina, what you meant to ask. And there was what we call it in a bit, and it took. I mean, the person asking, the person answering, they weren't speaking on the same wavelength. One asking a question, he meant to ask, in a case when it's a very, very swishy tail, very more than normal, is that normal or not? Is that Karen or is that right? That's what he meant to ask. But the person who heard it, he understood. You start asking me, are you chayav for switching your tail and it's just around? So he said, I don't understand. Well, why not? Why shouldn't you? You expect it to follow. It's a normal activity. What do you want? It's a normal activity. So which one is going to answer back in a minute? But the first thing, try and understand what he does say. So he said, Kishkishov is nova mal. Only idoch. Where he should hold his tail the whole time. To which the other one answered back, if you're telling me that you can't be expected to hold the tail, then every Karen should be like that. To which he answered back, no, Karen lab ukhiru. Oh, okay. This is okay. So if it is okay, so you can't be expected to hold the tail the whole time. Not yet. To which he answered back, now the Gemara is asking, if it meant it's okay, so what was your shayla? Now what was your shayla? If it's okay, so what's your shayla? Then it's regular. So now we understand our issue. So the Gemara, I'll tell you what the shayla was. Kishkus is saying, my question was by Kishkus Yisrael. Once you get to the Gemara, you can start it again. The question was in a case where the animal did an unusual activity. It switched its tail more than normal. It switched its tail more than normal. And that was Yisrael. Is that normal or not? The Haino, would you be Chayim? So what's Yisrael, normal or not? Are you Chayim Nishasurabim? Yes or no? Are you Chayim Nishasurabim? If it's normal, then you're bottom. If it's not normal, then you'd be chayav mishasurah. So now we can start the Gemara again, knowing what the Gemara's shayla was, and then we'll read it through. He was asking a case of kishkush yisrael. Now he asked the question, let's go back to the beginning of the Gemara, and Yossi will be happy as well, we're singing again. Yossi berishai nisir, we're in the sixth top line of the Gemara, your testament base, last word in the line is Yossi. First word of the next line is Rebbe Yehuda Nesir. Yosef Rebbe Yehuda Nesir, Rebbe Shaya, Akila Rebbe Yehuda. He was sitting there at that threshold of Rebbe Yehuda's house. Nofak Milsam Ibinari. Kishkishov is not a mouth. He switched his tail. Now we're saying it means he switched his tail vigorously. What's the deal? Are you going to be chayiv? Says Rashi, is that normal or not? He switched his tail vigorously. Are you going to be chayv or not? Omle idoch. Mechi chazenam biznova v'yela. But what do you want? Well, you expected to hold the tail the whole time. You expect to hold the tail the whole time. Lo yachol yot. It switched its tail. If you're going to say that even switching the tail vigorously is something that I have to be concerned about, I'm going to have to be holding the tail the whole time. I'm following an animal all the time. And that, the Torah was machayim. I'm not chayim, I'm allowed to let my animals walk down in a normal way. So Melech Rahim says, this line of the Gemara is a big riot to the Mahalach of the Rif that we've seen to the other day. Rav told us the reason why he potter for regular and just rabbin was okay, not because of any exerts across. Okay, the Torah doesn't expect you not to let your animal is roam. Also, the Rashba is very beautiful. Also, the Rashba is here on our sugya actually. There's if you're going to say get mechayv for the animal switching its tail, the efsher loy elosh teiregel beim okluim and ashuv will have to say the animals can't walk in the streets. Or ishi if zelim is nova will have to mamish hold the tail all the time. And avad the Torah wasn't mechayv to do such a thing. So we have to let animals roam in the street, and you're not mechayv to hold on the tails. And that's what the Gemara was answering back. That's why you're not chayiv. Since Mamishan Rish said, the reason why you're part of a regular Shasrabim was because it's okay. We can't expect you not to let your animals roam. And we can't expect you to stand there holding your animals' tails all the time.
So that, what happens to the
Pasuk
then?
That's the time for the Pasuk. That's how the reason of the Pasuk by Rish Deaka was because this Torah is coming to teach us, I don't expect you to be holding your animals' tails the whole time. So we Gemara asked, if so, you have the same thing by Karen. You have to be Karen Nami. Name of Karen, Karen also. Karen also. Remember, Karen, we're talking about Tom, not talking about Mood. So what? So we can't have animals roaming the street because it's going to possibly gore. Now, this was the question which Rav Mas asked in the Chaburah. What's Pshat when we learn the Rosh? What's Pshat by Karen? Why in the Karen? Why by Karen? Are you chayiv? They give exactly the same svara. Well, John and man was running the street. So now you have to know what the answer to the Gemara was. Hachi Ashto. Karen lav ulchei. Ha ulchei. What's the answer to the Gemara? Karen, if a Karen does it, it's not ulchei. But the point was, we said, you have to let animals roam the street. So why should I be chayiv for Karen? Why should I be chayiv for Karen? What's the answer to the Gemara? Okay, after Karen, love, okay. Ha, okay. Hey, it's normal to switch the tail. Remember, we're talking about switching the tail vigorously. But it's normal to switch the tail. I'm saying, to do an act of goring, it's not normal. That's why I'm chayiv. So what? Why should I be chayiv? If my animal was walking down the street, why is it walking down the street? Well, why should I be chayiv? What are you going to tell me? I should look after my animal. How would I look after my animal? Only by holding its horn the whole time. What's up to the Gemara? Karen is lav, okay. That's why you're chayiv. Or is okay. Not. If it's okay, why am I potter?
Too much
for
burden to have all
you
have walk around
on
its tail, or you have to stop.
What's your time actually? You're locked in the house? No, I don't have to lock it in the house. I have to let my animals on the street. You're expecting to look after it in the street? Impossible. So, exactly the same with Karen. The animal's walking down the street. Why was it in the street? Why wasn't they locked up? Because I'm gonna have to let my animals walk.
That's all it's not expected because it's not normal. So then you can roam the street just like any other
normal
animal. But if you don't, after it's done three times, it's created a
shelter. Once it's done three times, and I knew your point, and I should have locked it up in that.
Right.
But carrying a fly being for the first three times. So what's the answer to the Gemara? Yeah, okay, and also I should be potter. I understand that, Kelsey. Great. I should be potter by carrying. Also, I should be potter by carrying. Because I have to let my animals roam the street. And if you're going to tell me I can't have my animal roam the street, then we'll have animals in the street, and that can't be. So why? What's so that? That's the cash of the Gemara. So what's the answer?
That's a knas, as opposed to being something that you should have done something. You know, it's the difference between knas and shmir.
Very good.
And why the knas? That's the other question. Why the knas?
Why shouldn't you make a knas, right? Yeah, you're saying good.
How would the Rush understand?
Why exactly?
Because he says he only go from full damage down. So why would this?
That's by service.
Only by service.
Yeah, by Katsi Nezag, Tayo Moshadashir.
So I wonder if you say from the point of the Nisa, Meaning what? That when we say a person has a right to let his animals walk the streets, that means that if I'm going to put my kelim in the middle of the street, I have to be punished for the fact that animals are walking there. And if I don't care, and I leave them there and ship to them, it's my fault. So because I know that animals walk there, I don't mean as an Isaac, maybe as an Isaac, I don't have to be responsible for crazy animals. If the animal's crazy, right, that's on you, that's not on me. So therefore, it's not okay. It wasn't something that as an Isaac, I'm supposed to look out for. I'm only supposed to look out for the animals. I have as much right.
Rose? Rose, aren't they?
Instead of your tail, you actually become a war.
Okay,
that's true. But so I'm saying, so
when
it's
okay,
so fine, we have equal rights, so
you're not responsible. Not saying that the onus of responsibility to look after the foods, after your the thing, it depends. If it's something which is to be expected, so we put the onus of responsibility on the visit. Why do you leave your food there? Animals walk around the street, they're natural on the street. Why do you put your food there? So you're the one who's going to have to pay for you. You're the one. They're losing their amount of salt. I say, yay. If it's something which is unexpected, so then I can't. You can't have a tie to me. Why did I leave my food there? Or my animal? Why did I let my animal run the street and another animal come and go? You can't have that tie to me because that's something which is unexpected. Could be. It's a nice one. Yeah. The Rashi himself does ask this problem. And he says of Shabbat, it's not exactly so clear.
Rov?
Yes, Rov.
Sorry, I couldn't hear the other comments from the other members of the Kapura, but just the thought, are there two pieces here? Isn't the one piece whether it's normal, and the second piece whether it's got a probability of actually doing damage? They're two separate pieces, but they can be linked. So a normal ox walking down the street, it's not normal for them to gore. And a person, an animal walking down the street swishes a tail. Those things are normal. But then you go into the principle of probability, that if the animal doesn't have a probability of, when it swishes a tail, of knocking things over, which it doesn't, right? Then you can say that it's not only just normal, but it doesn't do that normally. So if it does it, that's completely out of the ordinary. Really, that should be a point similar to an ox goring. You know, if it's never gored before and it's walking down the street and suddenly gores, it's completely out of the, and it should be those, that should be the link. Should you have to pass two filters to make a distinction?
But if it's completely out of order, why am I chayv? Why am I caring about
chayv? Well, you're not chayv when if it happened the first time. When you why are you chayv at all? You're half chayv.
Father Parra is saying something similar to you, saying if it's completely out of ordinary. So that's why the Nizik had the right to put his things there. He doesn't have to expect that your animal is going to do it.
Yes.
And if it happens, then okay, I'll have to pay because you call the animal cause damage. Mashenke, by the fruit, when the Nizik was wrong for leaving his food there because he knows animals eat it. So the Nizik, gave up on any claim of payment because it was his fault for putting the food there. That's his shout. The Rosh doesn't say a pshat, right? Remember, the question we've got is that if the reason why you put for Rega and Shem is because you can't be expected not to let your animal walk there, exactly the same reason is by Karen as well. And here he says what Shua was saying. He says the Gemara, what happened to Karen? To which the Gemara answers, Karen lav uche, the v'ches de shimu kain. It's a knas. In order to try and get you to do a better protection when you can. What does he mean here? Kipshutoi, if you learn knas, we're used to the word knas. And then you did something wrong, you get a knas. That's the normal way we look at the word knas. You drive down a car, you go through the red light, you get a knas. Knas means a fine, because you did something wrong. Kipshuta, that's how we relate to the word knas. It sounds on this Zurashba, that's not the pshat of Chatzi Nizko Knos. Chatzi Nizko Knos means you didn't do anything wrong. You had full right to the animal go by there. But there's certain things Hashem will do to try and encourage additional protection where it's possible. So where it's possible, Hashem will do. Obviously, you have to let the animal walk, right? If it damages, there is nothing you could have done, and you'll have to pay because why? Why do you have to pay? Hashem's going to put, tell you, you know, you're going to have to pay in order to encourage you to do an additional protection when you can. Now, obviously, you can't do that on every normal damage that happens. You can't do that. You'll be putting an onus of payment on people where it's impossible for them. But something happens on a rare occasion. Hashem, yes, puts a knas on you. Why? Because that will encourage people to do a better protection of the animals when they can. So this is a good way. A bad person knows if his animal walked down the street and it would gore, he would have to pay. That buttons down people. It makes buckles down. It makes people know, oh, the animals you could have to pay for something will do an additional protection where possible. So now every person is going to be looking after the animal that much better, both for regular and for care, right? They won't let the animal stumble over the street for no reason whatsoever, because they know if the animal will go, they'll have to pay. Why didn't Hashem say, if your animal eats, you have to pay Matzah Nezek? Because that would be something which is impossible to do. Yeah. Animals walk down the streets all the time, they're going to be eaten all the time. But something which doesn't happen so often, there Hashem said, you should know, I'm going to make you pay. Not because you did anything wrong. Knas doesn't mean you did anything wrong. You didn't do anything wrong. Because it's okay, you have to let the animals, it's normal to let animals roam. You're allowed to let animals roam. All right, I generate your bottle. But we want to make this extra point to maybe a person can do an extra protection where possible. So maybe a person will not always do that additional protection. He knows there's always a risk he'll have to pay. That's how the Rashi explained it. So that's what the Gemara said. It can't be your chayim because animals walk the whole time and it's all given to switch the tails. It's not possible the Torah would be machayim if something like that. So why by can't are your chayim? Terence is because it's not okay. So what if it's not okay? There we can make some knas. Because since you won't have to be paying at every time the animal walks, it's only on a rare occasion when the animal actually goes. Hashem says, okay, in such a situation, I have Rahman, instead of charging you every time this knas, every yeshen, every rego, because only pick on a time which doesn't happen so often. Rahman doesn't happen so often, then you have to pay the knas. But why do you have a knas? Not because you did anything wrong. A knas is a way to rid them and to encourage better protection. What you can do to do better protection, do better protection.
What does that mean?
That means when the animal doesn't need to be roaming in the street, lock it up. Now a person knows if an animal roams the street, it's going to engorge, I have to pay. So I'll only let my animal out when it needs to go out. But I'm not going to have to pay for eating because at the end of the day, animals need to go out. So since it's okay, since this is what Hashem wants animals to roam the streets, so in Mela, you're going to have to pay. You don't have to pay. But why for caring you do? Here the Torah said, since it's not okay, the Torah said, okay, on that activity, I'm going to give you a knas to remind you that don't let your animals roam the streets when not necessary. The way I understand this Rashi b'Chiddush, lav okay is not the reason that you did something wrong. Because lav okay and okay are exactly the same. You had the right to let the animals out. So it's not, lav okay is not, oh, you did something wrong, that's why you have to pay. No. Really, the animals out, you shouldn't have to pay anything. But really, we want you to do a better protection, what you can do. So we really want to make a knas and remind the person, whenever your animal damages, you should have to pay in order to remind him to do a better protection what you can. The best protection you can do. But we can't make that chiyuv on something which is the whole time going to happen. It's just not fair for people. You want to make a knas to remind me to look after my animal. That's not fair. My animal, I need to let my animal walk down the street. and I need to let my animal, and they're going to eat, because that's what animals do. There's food left out, they're going to be eating. They're going to be rubbing on their backs on the walls. That's what animals do. It's not fair to make a knas on me like that. So Hashem says, you're right. You can't make a knas every time. But I do want to make this knas to remind you. I'll find a case, which is not going to happen very often. And then, okay, once in a while, there's this risk of having to pay that extra. That's really going to make a person be extra careful to try and look after his animal the whole time.
Rob, is it not because of the it's not because of the danger? You know, so an animal eats some fruit, no one's being hurt. Is it not because of the knas is linked to the fact that it's a much more severe situation?
If an animal walks towards another animal, or an animal eats up food, it's the same hefsed for the owner of the nizik. It's the same hefsed. Either his animal died, or his food got eaten. It's the same hefsed. So it's not because you might consider an odom. It's a moment of mazik. So that's the chiddush that comes out from this gemara. It's going to be a chiddush for a minute. That the reason for having to pay karen is not because of anything wrong. Knas doesn't mean you did something wrong and therefore we are kindness you. No, knas is just that Hashem wants there to be this deterrent to make it that people should do what they can to look after the animals when possible. Even the damaged Jewish animals. But going to damage Jewish animals, they have to pay an exorcism. They don't get this dispensation. They have to pay an exorcism. So, of course, it's to do with panicking. But, and again, it's also the wedding on the panic, which is a lot of issue. But, coming out, Chiddush, of Peter Rashba, Pshat, the Gemara, and of Peter Rosh, how we explain. The Rosh and the Rashba, the Gemara, tells us that the reason why you're potter for Shen and Regan, my bottle is okay. What does that mean? Okay, says the Rashba, it means you can't expect animals not to roam the street. We have to allow animals to roam the street, it's normal. And the only it is for it to hold its tail. What do you want? That's not possible. It's not possible for a person to be with his animal the whole time. That's not possible, right? So, Mamela, that's chat for showing regular to your bottle. And that's how the Rif told us to chat also. That part?
I understand. Oh, so what you should do more than you don't want to have to carry anything else. So therefore, I get to have my stuff
managed. No, because the only reason I need to pay is because I did something wrong. So I should have looked after my animal. That's the only reason. That's the positive mark. Mishkan says, Shmirasan Aleph. The reason why I have to pay is because you didn't do a good shmir. If you're telling me that I didn't do a good shmir, that means you're telling me I have to do one of two things. I have to lock up my animal the whole time. Animals can't roam the street. Or animals can, but you have to be holding the tail. Both of that is not a normal way of living. It says the Rashba, it says the Rif, chapter 12. The Torah doesn't expect us to live abnormally. They don't expect us to live. It's normal for animals to be in the street. And so the Rashba says, well, otherwise you have to have an Avamina, then there'd be kolo regal for the shuk. Right? That's the other connection to Chanukah that you do it until kolo regal for shuk. You'd have to have animals, but they shouldn't be in the street bechlal. And that's not normal because that we don't live in the street. It's like saying they can't have cars in the road. Yeah? Cars are dangerous, cars can't be on the road. That's not a normal way of living. But animals need to roam the street. So, Mamela, posh up your potter. Because it's one of two options. Either not an animal with a cloud go in the street, or to be holding their tail the whole time. Both of those are not normal way of living. So, this is your potter about.
Why can't you say Shmashallah? I mean, it's what you want, but you have the artist.
No. There's no reason why it shouldn't be. There's no reason why I shouldn't be. Only if I did something wrong. I didn't do anything wrong. The reason why I have to pay is because I should have done a shmir, but you tell me I don't need to do a shmir. It's normal for animals. So maybe that's poshut to the Rosh box. To the Rosh. Anything which is normal can't be a chayav to pay. Because you're not meant to have, you don't have to do any shmir for it. So why am I chayav for carrying them? Now we have to make a kasha. I should be chayav for carrying. The animal walking down the street, I was allowed to let the animal walk down the street. It wasn't a known mood. A totally normal, a normal animal. Pitom, it got some type of craziness and damage something. What do you want from me? I'm expected to be with my holding the horn of the animal the whole time. I'm expected to be with my animals the whole time. No shayla. Says the Rashi, yes, the knas. In order to make you do a better shmir. What's that mean? We just said you're allowed to let your animals roam. So in order to do a better shmir, it must mean that when not necessary, don't let your animals in the street. And Hashem made the knas to encourage that. So two things. Number one is, I have to pay, no, I didn't do anything wrong. I'm allowed to let my animals roam. Yes, that's what knas means. Knas means that despite the fact you didn't do anything wrong, there's a certain payment which is put on us in order to encourage us to be that much better, in order to encourage us to do a better shmir. Okay, but why put that on Karen and not on Shen and Rega? Why only on Karen is there this knas? Even any Shen and Rega should be this knas. You should have looked after it. Answer is, that's impossible. Since it's okay, that's an impossible thing. That shouldn't going to make every person have to pay for something which is totally normal. The animal walks down the street, it's going to eat. That's what it does. So at the end of the day, you can't make this knas. And something will be a rare occasion. It'll be an okay. Then Hashem says, okay, there you're going to pay a chatzinez. And what's that going to do? What's that chatzinez going to do? Every person before he lets his animal go out, paying for Shen, regal care, doesn't make a difference. He's going to make sure, does this animal have to go out now? If it does, so that's that. If it doesn't, I'm going to lock it up. And that's what I'm going to do. That's how the Rashi explains this Gemara. So says the Gemara, if it's okay, so what was your shayla? He says, okay, you can't make any payment. It's, no, my shayla was, it's kishkosh, you say every burden. And it was a little bit more than normal. Is that, in the end of the day, normal or not? Meaning, do you pay for it or not? And the answer was, doesn't really say it. Yeah, no, it's a Zenob is on. He asked him, is it such a swishy tail? Is it normal or not? Answer is, yes, it is normal. Even that's normal. The kishkush you say is also normal. That's the answer. Okay? Kishkush you say, can we buy it? You okay or no? And the answer was, yes, it is normal. The Rashba ends off saying, and the reason why, you know, what is it Rega or Shen? He said it's called Shen. Swishing the tails they do for their enjoyment. You made it Shen, and your potter and Shisra. Okay? That's the Gemara.
What difference does it make? You don't know why the cow does it. So why even discuss whether it's Rega or Shen? They both have the same law.
Says the Rura. Hey, what's the difference if it's Shen Rega? Why is Rashba wasted ink? What's the difference if it's Shen and Rega? Right? Yeah. The Gemara also discusses other cases where the Gemara wants to characterize it if it's Shen and Rega. Because what's an afkumina v'chlal? Anyone want to answer?
This is Rashi.
Right? That could be an afkumina. Sorry, it's the Shen. Sorry, it's right. That's right. Yeah. The Nehushu told her the Shen. Can his chafa be kaisel done on also? The elders are told in the shem. But yeah, what's now with this kasha? What's the nafkumina? I had right at the beginning of the yudzayin. I had this. So what's the difference between that shem and rega? We know one nafkumina is Rashi. One nafkumina.
If it knocks him over, it knocks him over.
Huh?
If it knocks him over, it sells. If it knocks him over.
Yeah, service. Or the wind. It generates the wind, and the wind broke something. But it's, yeah, So that would be serious. That would be enough giving. Yeah, good. Somebody have. Okay, that's the Gemara until him. Now, as we said, this line of the Gemara, that is a right to Shitz's Rif, and that's how the Meloy Royim and the Chumas Akri, they say, they have a right from this Gemara to Shitz's Rif. Now, I want to bring another right to Shitz's Rif. Remember, we learned this week, Parshas, Mikates, we learned the Chiddush of the Rif. The Chiddush of the Rif is that anything which is the normal activity, you are Potter and Shitz's Rif. Right? Why? Can't expect you to do otherwise. The animal walks the street. Can't be a type of that. Shitz's Rif. We brought a right now for Shitz's Rif. My Rav says it. The Lashon of the Gemara begins. Then there's another way after what? Yes, because it's normal. It's okay. You can't be. Lashon of the Gemara. Okay. It can't be a type for something which is abnormal. And therefore, the Rif told us a big Kiddush. The Rosh for that Rif told us a Kiddush. And the animal's walking down the street. And it stands on a stick. And on the other side of the stick, in Rishus HaYochid, is a kli, and the animal stands on the stick in Rishus HaRabbi. And that breaks the kli in Rishus HaYochid, the Anbal HaBehema is potter for it. That's Rishus HaRif, the Rosh Medas HaRif. You're going to be potter. Why? Because it is okay. It's okay. And we have difficulty. Agumar seems to say that. Agumar says the animal's walking down the street and it kicks up the trays and the trays go and damage it. Just how Nizek, the Gemara said, Yechayev. So we saw some say the Rift doesn't bring it down. Locker means the Rift holds the neck. Your part in this case, Al-Dahuk. Yeah, why should that be? Why should that be? So, first of all, I want to bring you a deal which player only brings. The Loi Roim is in the back of the Gemara. The Loi Roim. Back of the Gemara, one of them unfortunately. As support for this halacha, that regarding the stick, your potter, and regarding Tereis Yechayev. That's why I get a chiluk. But regarding the stick, your potter, and regarding the Tereis Yechayev. That's what we're looking for. Now, the Gemara at the very top of that one, Va'omer B'yechon. The very beginning of our Omer, your testament base. The Omer and Yechlon ain chati nezek choluk. Loyle shus a yochid, the loyle shus a rab. Ain chati nezek choluk. There's no difference regarding the payment of chati nezek, whether you're in shus a yochid or shus a rab. What does that mean? Anyone remember? What did Rabbi Yechlon mean by ain chati nezek choluk? Scholar of the Gemara was that traveling over is no difference. You always pay chatzinet, meaning it doesn't make a difference if the damage happened in Rishus HaYochid itself, or the act happened in Rishus HaRabim, but the damage occurred in Rishus HaYochid. In both of those cases, you're going to be chayim chatzinet, right? I want to tell you a thing. Chatzinetic, there's no difference where it happened. Obviously, if it happened in Rishus HaRabim, damage happened in Rishus HaRabim, your bottle. But when you pay Chatzi Nezek, there's no difference where it happened. Whether it happened because it was walking in Rishus HaRabim, Yochid, and it damaged Rishus HaYochid, or walked in Rishus HaRabim and damaged Rishus HaYochid, you always pay Chatzi Nezek. Chatzi Nezek, there's no difference. Mashma, by Nezek Shalim, there would be a difference. Chatzi Nezek, there's no difference. But Mashma, in Nezek Sholem, there wouldn't be a difference. What does that mean? Nezek Sholem, when do you pay Nezek Sholem? When it's regular, when? Rishus HaYochid, Mashma, regular Rishus HaYochid, that's where you pay Nezek Sholem. But walking in Rishus HaRabim and the damaging happening in Rishus HaYochid, how would that be with a long stick? There, you wouldn't pay. In Chati Nezek Sholem, the Nezek Sholem is followed. Rabbi Yochanan is telling us a din in Chatzin Nezek. So it comes out. This already we pointed out in the Rif. And that was the question. Rif told us, you're part of walking down Rishus HaRabim. Says the Rosh, what would be the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina said the Rosh would be that it's walking and it stands on a stick. and the stick on the other end of the stick was a vase. So he stood on a stick that had one side a vase in Rishus Siyoki. And in that case, says the Rosh, your potu. We had the kasha in the Gemara here, it says, your chayim. Now, by tzuris. And I'm being mechadim and mechazakim. Not just in the Gemara, is it diyuk that you have. Rabbi Yochanan said that. Rabbi Yochanan said, in chatzin nezik, there's no difference. In chatzin nezik, you can be chayim, even though you're walking in Rishus HaRabim. But nezik shalim, you're only chayim in Rishus HaRabim. You're not chayiv if the nezik shalim happens through walking in Rishus HaRabim. You're not chayiv. What's the pshat? Why is that? Why is that? We've said it's mufurish in the Gemara. Why is that? Why is it that for tzurias you are chayiv and for regal you are?
I think we just asked that before. We said the same thing. And that when it comes to a nezik shalim, which is actual code, when you look at what you did something wrong. And here you didn't say anything wrong. You walk down the street.
It was a normal activity. It was a normal activity. We don't make crosses a normal activity.
Careful.
Not normal activities. The Gemara says, okay, the Gemara doesn't do it. But the Hashem didn't do it. What? Only on love. This is okay. Didn't do it. So what's going to be the chat? So Yossi said it. No, Yossi. You said it. He was a Maduri creator. That's the difference between a stick and service. Service is different. Service, you're going to be chayiv if it starts from Shus Rabim Lan and Shus Yochim. Same cake, stick, no. So what's the difference?
Stick is actual chayim, though.
Yeah.
Because it's in contact with your foot, and it's also in contact with the leg. So it's like an extension of the animal.
Very good. Then the stick, since, why do you pay nezik shalom? Why would you pay nezik shalom? If the animal was walking just a yakin, and it stood on a stick, and it broke your knee, why would you pay nezik shalom? Because considered as if the animal did it. That's what it considers. If the animal itself did it. The Torah said, what your animal does in Rishus HaRabim is good. It's potter. Animal does in Rishus HaRabim potter. I say, in king, serious, the koyach, the damage, that koyach manifests itself in Rishus HaRabim. It wasn't in Rishus HaRabim. The animal kicked the stone, but the stone that broke the cleave, that all happened in Rishus HaYochid. So the thing I did, like, got damaged. And the koyach that actually damaged it was all Rishus HaYochid thing. And the mail of that, then we don't have this tour of Oki, of Rishus HaYochid.
If I look at this stick as part of the animal, then as far as I'm concerned, your animal is not Rishus HaYochid.
No, the other way around. So as far as I'm concerned, the Kli was where the animal is. The Kli was where the animal is. That's why you pay the shalim. The animal itself did it, right? Not that the animal's there, they're not there. So the mela. So far we've explained a din. There's two ways you can always answer something. Either a dry halakha, then you can start putting your allegation into it. Maybe. First of all, the dry din. This din that the Torah says, because that the rich says we have to let the animals run the street, the Torah says what your animal does, we're not gonna make you responsible for. What's considered what your animal does? Whatever the mice says, it was a Rishus HaRabim, you're going to be potter for. And if your animal did, you're going to be potter. So an animal walking on a stick, which breaks a clean, that's considered the animal did it there. Where's the mice says it? It's a Rishus HaRabim.
Why
is the mice in Rishus HaRabim?
One second.
Why is the mice says that we should surround him down with stands on the stick and it's all the one activity? The force that generated the force that generated that the breakage of the clay, there's no kinetic energy here. It was actual, the force was that clay that broke was a direct. Due to the pressure that was placed on a Rishus HaRabim, broke that.
It's
not like that. But so is why the animal kicked the stone in its drum. That creates a certain kinetic energy in English, right? But the kinetic energy is English.
It's connected.
Right, not connected. This missile that broke that clean now, why did that clean break? Because there was a certain force that was placed on that clean due to the stone landing on it.
What?
That is what happened.
About it.
I'm proving to you. When the animal kicked the stone, the clean was still whole.
What?
When the animal kicked the stone,
it wasn't.
It was whole. Have a look at this.
It took at least 5 seconds. When it said it stood on the stick and the force traveled the whole way, there was some time in between.
There isn't.
The same thing. Look.
If you spend
a little bit more time,
I'm just proving you the point. It's a semen. Do you see? It's a semen. It's like kicking the stone, you haven't broken the clear.
It's connected. How can you go slower? If it was a bullet, must chuck it. That's the difference.
Yeah. Meaning. If you see that the act that broke it, the act the animal did in Shisarabim, didn't break that clue, but rather you need some other thing that happened afterwards, then where did that thing happen afterwards? Where did the thing that actually broke the clue happen? That was only Shisarabim. Shisarabim, the mice has a couple of Shisarabim, and the breakage happened in Shisarabim. Maybe, of course, maybe you're going to be fine.
Does the world not see that? Does it share that everything we just learned today, basing on that answer? So, what a second ago he said, my love, Zikta is not a Zalashla. My love, Zikta is not a Zalashla.
Right. As I said, there's two ways how you answer a question. One is with a dry argosh, and then you have to put your another way is with the argosh. Now, what you just hit is the argosh part of this problem, of this text. The territory said was that there's a gedra. When the Torah says, okay, therefore we have to let the animals walk, what did the Torah say? Therefore, I'm not going to make you cry for anything that your animal damages in Rosh Hashanah because of this. But Maisa Hezek, that happened in Shisa Yochid, that the Torah didn't part you from, because there was a gather. A gather means certain parameters. Okay, sorry, running a battery or something. Yeah, but certain parameter in order to be able to let animals roll. So some parameter what the Torah says. The parameter is like this. Because we have to let animals roam, so any item damaged in Rosh Hashanah is going to be potter. And what's called getting damaged in Rosh Hashanah? By an activity that happens in Rosh Hashanah. That's going to be potter. Now what happens if I've got a case of animal walking down the street and the animal kicks up a stone and the stone now goes and the stone breaks the kli in Rosh Hashanah. So where was the activity that broke the kli in Rosh Hashanah? So that's not already in that parameter. There you have an act. There the kli and the thing that broke it happened in Rosh Hashanah. Aye, right. That what can we do? We have to let animals roam the streets in a chalami. That's a problem. We have to let animals roam the street. Have an emasot. It doesn't mean the parameter which the Torah said. The Torah said the parameter saying, Torah didn't give our gosh and say, you know what, since we have to let animals go on the street, we're going to let you walk. That's not what the Torah said. No. The Torah said, since we have to let animals go on the street, we're going to give some gather. The gather is some parameter, an item, a damage that happened, a damage to an item that happened due to an activity that happened in the street. We have to, you're not going to have to pay for it. But an item that broke due to an activity that happened in Shisa Yochid, and that we didn't speak about. Suraya is that case. Suraya is an item that broke due to an activity that happened in Shisa Yochid, because the Maisa Hezek, the thing that broke it, all happened in Shisa Yochid. That's some of what the explain that is. It's a bit dry. It doesn't help with the kishkas of the feeling here, On the one hand, we wanted to let the person off completely. And all we've basically done is said, listen, an animal walking in Shusri Yachai, damaging in Shusri Yachai, the Tosef Yachai. An animal walking in Shusri Yachai and breaking in Shusri Yachai, Tosef Yachai. So we have to let it. Now we have a new case where it's like an animal walking in Shusri Yachai and breaking in Shusri Yachai. That's the stone, which is the activity, the thing that broke in Shusri Yachai. But the end of the day, the animal was allowed to walk in the street and it's not nice.
So that's not mafia.
We explain, there's a gedder to halachas. What the Torah said was a gedder. Since animals are allowed to walk down the street, what we said was that any mice or hezek happened in which is around in their pottage. Because if we wouldn't say a potter, we'd have to say all animals have to stay in this.
Yes.
And therefore, the gedder was that. What happens if I got a case because of it? I have to let my animal walk around the street. It becomes like it's just an isik, or animal walking, it's just an isik. If not in the dry gedder. But I'm asking, it's a bit dry, a bit litfish, this word. The way there would be, which other frames do say, make us feel more comfortable is that the reason why you're potter, which is around, is because, like Moshe said earlier, that people, owners of responsibility for letting your fruit in the street is on the nizik. The nizik should have looked after his fruit. He shouldn't have put it in which is around. He should have looked after his fruit. You know, I have to let my animals run the street. Therefore, you should have looked after your fruit. Can't say that, but it's serious. Because where did I leave? Oh, one second. And therefore, included in that is, if I have, Yossi said this other way, if I have food in my rishas, and on that food, or on that kli, I have a stick going into rishas around, it's your fault. You knew animals were in the street. You knew that. So you shouldn't have left it with a stick on top of a kli. It was your fault. But you can't say that by tzuris. Tzuris, I left my fruit in my own rishus. I left it in my own rishus. Your animal walked down the street and your animal kicked up a stone and it landed on my fruit or on my kli. What's wrong for me? I didn't do anything wrong. Then, the bala behavior is going to be fine. That's the other way, which is more, you should say, shape only, and more, I left. This is Nachas David and Evan Osses. The Pshat, what's a new Pshat in the Rif? Okay means that the onus of responsibility is on the Nizik, right? As we've already spoken out a number of times, that this is not normally the law. Normally, if a Mazik wants to be a Mazik, then Yossi many times screams out about it, but let's say I made a boy, so Mazik, and I said, and Yossi's cat is walking towards this boy and about to fall in. Yossi sees it, and Yossi doesn't stop his cat falling in. Do I have to pay for that cat? Do we say, when Yossi saw that cat, why didn't he stop it? That's how Yossi always helped. But Yossi, no, I don't have to pay because Yossi couldn't stop this cat. It's not true. Yossi can think to himself, great, I make some money here. Because my cat is going to fall in that boat. You'll miss the boat. You're your magic. You should have looked after it. Here, by Uche, by Uregel, here the Torah is in mind. Since it's normal, it's very normal for the animals to walk down the street. Therefore, you have to realize that. Here, the onus of responsibility is on the bala pes. Here, the onus of responsibility is on the bala pes. Remember when we learned for you, because then Yeshua asked, hey, what about this Rosh Hashanah once mentioned before, where you see that the onus of responsibility is on the pes? It's a special halacha because we have to let animals walk down the street, like the Rosh Hashanah speaks out. A special halacha here, the moved the onus of responsibility for the mazi onto the nizik. So don't leave fruit there, and don't leave cane in your own shoes with a stick on top of it. When the animal's going to walk on it, you're going to damage it. The onus of responsibility is on the nizik. Thank you, but the Nizek didn't do anything wrong. He left in a condition. An animal came walking along. I know it's okay. What can we do? But your animal damaged. And there was nobody did anything wrong with looking after his own property. Here you have to. That's how it comes out from Michael Robert. So we said to Malachim.
He knows the heavenly ground.
Huh?
He didn't talk the same.
Yeah, I didn't do anything wrong. I looked after my, I didn't put my things in the around him. I left him in my shoes. I didn't leave it, anything coming with a stick going into the shoes. I didn't do anything wrong. You can't expect me to have to. I didn't do anything wrong. So those are the two kalukim that we've said to explain. One is Meloy Roim's one, which is a Litvishup sack. Meloy Roim says this, and also Shimon Sakri, I think he said, very Litvishup thing. There's two Mahalchim in a Torah. A Mahalach of a Mazik, a Hezek that happens in Mishnah Rabbim, and Mahalach of a Hezek happens in Mishnah Yachid. My say they happen in Mishnah Yachid. An animal walking in Mishnah Yachid, then back to Mishnah Yachid, the Torah says Chayim. A mahalach of an animal walking shusarabim and damaging shusarabim, the Torah said potter with okay, otherwise it'd have to be locked up. And then we have something which is between the lines. You have a Torah which is like an activity happening in shusarabim. With the misken, we have to let animals walk. That the Torah, we have to fit it into one of these boxes. And the Gemara tells us originally Rabbi Yochanan thought. It fits him with the first foxy. Now, but what can we do? He has to walk in a stram, nothing we can do about it. And then Hodri B, he said, it fits him in the second box. It's a mice that happens with Shusayokid, and you're going to be afraid of it. That book was the topic of the Vietnam. Do we fit him in the first box or the second box? And the answer is yes, you're right, we're scared, you have to let the animals walk. But the Torah says an activity that happens with Shusayokid breaks with Shusayokid, you're afraid of it. Yeah. Lonaim, you have to pay for it, and mice. And that's one matter. Second matter is, like, we charge you for something, which you have to let animals go on the street. So you're right. And the only reason why you're generally potter when you let your animal walk down the street is because the nizik did something wrong. He shouldn't have left his place there. He shouldn't have left his place with a stick on it. He shouldn't have, he's at fault. How about you animals running the street? You have to pay for it. Unless the nizik did something wrong. Hey. But the Nizik didn't do anything wrong, we say that you have to pay. In both Malchim, we're coming out that an animal walking down the street, even though he had full right to walk down the street, there are situations where you need to pay. There are situations, either because of choice, or because he didn't do anything, or because the Nizik didn't do anything wrong. In both Malchim are given the same idea, that although you didn't do anything wrong, you have to let the animals walk down the street. There might be situations when you have to pay for it. Okay. I want to share with you a quick vault. Then, oh, yes, sorry.
Trisha, the animal kicks. Destroys. That's the clue.
Animal kicked where? Stone.
The kicks directly. It's not in the city, is it? Just a rug.
Right.
So.
That's a knas.
That's a knas?
To kick, yeah. It's a knas. Why? Because we have to let the animals run the streets. So, and the damage happened in Rosh Hashanah. So maybe really we should let you off.
Okay, so if he steps on that vessel, it's
potter. So that's all okay. So we can't make a knas every time.
But the lesson is not different to saying that this is what the Torah wants to have some restrictions.
Right. It means the Torah would like every person to do that extra protection where possible.
As far as the bowel of the animals,
did nothing wrong. No, we're not saying that. We're not saying that. It was not the bowel today.
The second report,
you said this animal did something which is normal. It wasn't, we can't expect him to be there with it. It's not the pshat. As the pshat is, the Rash was explaining it, is a canas. Meaning that Hashem wants us to do this added mile of looking after animals, what we can, and really at all times with Shen and Regal as well. But we can't make this class on Shen and Regal because it would happen all the time, and it's okay. I want to share with you a mistake which vot, tell you a Hanukkah vot or a Kate's vot. But I'm never doing it, but Hanukkah, it's not 100% Hanukkah, but the Avodah of Hanukkah, the Shlach Kodesh, right? The Avodah of Hanukkah is Tefillah. Shlach Kodesh, you've got Sefer, of course, Sefer Pesach, Shlach Kodesh, he's divided up in different Masechtas, the Masechtas Shabbos, the Masechtas Fulim, the Masechtas Tomim, the Masechtas Midas, different Masechtas, and the subjects, right? It's really subject matters. Shabbos is all Shabbos Alokas, and Fulim is Veheta Alokas. That's how you bring it. And then he's got Masechtas Tomid. Masechtas Tomid is Tefillas. Tefillah, Kriyas, all the things are done in the basic Nesses. Masechtas Tomid. And he says, he starts off with Zeis Hanukkah, Zeis Hanukkah. Starts with Zeis Hanukkah. All the halachas with Hanukkah. And he says, that's the Yisod of Hanukkah. Hanukkah is Tefillah. That's the Yisod. The Tefillah, Hanukkah, is Niska, the Hoyb, it's the Halal. That's what we do. So he gives us halachas of Hanukkah and Hanukkah Tefillah and says it's connected. It's connected. It's medium, he says. And then you like the nearest to the menorah every day. Tomid, it's connected to the tamidim which we offer up. So Meila itaynes that the yisoid of Hanukkah is to me to be mechazik ourselves with tefillah. And he goes through and brings down from the sefer derech haChaim, which is kedai to Eitz Chaim, to look through. He gives 10 ideas how a person can improve his kavod. Some of them we aren't on the right level for. Some of them wouldn't speak to a person. The first thing he says is the person's living and learning the whole time. And obviously it's easier to connect to Hashem because he's living with Hashem the whole time. As opposed to somebody who's not learning the whole time, he has to now come off his time for dubbing. It's much harder to. Okay, so you're either there, you're not there. So you get 10 different eitzes how a person can have Kavana. One eitzah, which is a very lifting eitzah, is a person trying to accomplish something in every tefillah. Every tefillah, you accomplish something. That's what it says. It shouldn't be a seder. Your tefillah shouldn't be keva. Right? Something makes your tefillah keva. Ain't tefillos the tachnoni. Meaning, if the tefillah is the same dry halacha, every dry tefillah every time, you haven't got that. Every says if it's not shalach, every bracha, but it's in some of the brachas, and it doesn't mean you have to actually say in your tefillah something. It could be that you're thinking to yourself some new thing. Not to say actually you're not saying, but you're thinking of this Torah today or this bakosha I've got today, something more than yesterday helps with come on. A person should try every day to every tefillah to come up with something new. He said one of the Torahs of our own matzah is tefillah b'tzivah. There's not enough time. He says the davening, if he's a little bit of a person has to make himself time to daven. And then and he tightens, there's not enough time. He starts davening Shemen Esrei. The time you finish Shemen Esrei, the tip already you're on finish. A person has to find time. So obviously, maybe perhaps we can't get to find it. So a million maybe would help. But to try and daven that much slow. He personally, this, as I said, it depends on people. He personally writes there that you shouldn't shock him. You shouldn't daven loud. It's like certain things which other people didn't know. He says that you see a kind of daven very quiet, kind of didn't move, just her lips moved. She wasn't shuffling around. That's what he personally writes. But this is certainly my credit to say, okay, the key is to do what works for a person. That's just try and be machazik himself, what you can for tefillah. I saw a Gemara in Brachos that, you know, I was learning it now, and Mamish, it spoke to me so much. The Gemara is playing the famous story that Chana was davening the Flamed for Shmuel. She was davening for Shmuel, and Amy thought she was a Shikoya, gave her a Bracha, she had a baby. After two, three years, she brought Shmuel to the Beis Hamikdash, and Shmuel passed now halacha lemaisa. They were looking for a kohen to shecht, And Shimon said, Shchitas Kshayim is over. And Eli was upset. He brought Shmuel to say, Eli, what do you think you're passing? Halacha is it? Very halacha. Very rabbi, if I miss that. And she was, he was going to kill Shmuel. And Hannah came along and said, and then I said, Spalauti, I done it for this child. So Eli said, don't worry, I'll kill him. He passed my halacha. I said, I'll give you a bracha. He'll have a child greater, this one says, greater than this child. We must remember, Shmuel was on par of Moshe Rabbeinu. He was very, very great. And he said, I'll give you a child that's greater than that. The man greater than somebody that's greater than Moshe Aaron. You couldn't have a greater child than that. Says Shmuel, says Chana, no, and now then he's called out. So I was thinking, and this is what Shmuel says now. What was she saying? She said, I don't want brokers from you to have my child, to have a child. This child, I put my own kechas in, all my tefillahs. All my courage to get this child. This is my tefillahs. I want this child that I was certain to get with my tefillahs. This is the child I want. Let it be on a lower level than what I could get. But this is my tefillahs. This is the product of my tefillahs. This is what I want. That's what Mahashal says on the Gemara. How do you believe a tefillah, a child through my tefillahs, then a child through your brothers? And that's like we're all doubling for our children to do well. The more we connect with the tefillahs, then the products that come out from the tefillahs are our things. And it's through our schools and it has connection to us. And therefore, that's an additional chizuk, in tefillah. That person should realize that this is what I can achieve. This is my thing. The thing came out because of me. And if all the chazak ourselves in HaTfilis, no doubt we will be Zeicha, Hashem, Amsa, HaTfilis, Tziva, Zeicha, to be a Gen of Tzedek, and have your main home. Okay, just have a good Chanukah. Rabbi Yaakov, welcome back. Looking forward to seeing you.
Okay. Oh. I'm off to Gateshead today.
Oh, even colder. Colder.
I'll tell you.